This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas, and yes, we are live on FUBAR Radio. And as you've just heard, I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Carlin.
How are you doing, Elle?
I'm great, hon. How are you?
Really good, thank you, babe. We'll have a little catch-up in a minute, but let's tell the folks at home what's going down in FUBAR town. So, you know we're always here to bring you a jam-packed show, and tonight is no different. We're going to be chatting with the winner of Perfect Match, Christine. So I don't know if you guys have been tuning in. This is like a huge show over on Netflix. It's like a hybrid of Netflix reality shows all merged together, thrown into a dating show. It's amazing. So we've got the winner. So we're going to be getting some amazing tea. But you know, we always start with a little bit of showbiz, a little bit of gossip, because, well, we access every single area. And we've got the lovely Sasha joining us today.
Hello.
Sash, how are you, Gulch?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Really good, thank you, hun. Really good.
Good.
How's your day been?
Busy.
All going down. Life of a journo.
Although she has a suspiciously very good tan.
Yes.
I'm wondering what journalism is happening in the sun.
Doing a journalism job down at the beach.
It sounds like a press
Happy
trip.
Days.
It's giving press trip.
Sash, what has caught your eye whilst not on the beach? Or maybe on the beach, if anything's caught your eye on the beach. But showbiz-wise, what's going down this week? Is it a good week for showbiz stories?
Well, not so much showbiz. We've been doing a lot of Wimbledon, because that obviously started on Monday. Getting the strawberries
Pims and strawberries, I'm here for that.
I love it. Do you know what? I couldn't tell you anything about the matches. I couldn't tell you who's playing, when they're playing, what they're playing. I don't even know.
Is it Tim Henman?
Oh, good. Is it?
Is it Tim Hayden? Oh,
I don't know.
I think you're asking the wrong people.
I think we've proved how our sports wordiness last week.
I might be wrong, Ned. Again, we know this. This is not the spokes.
Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons, he sells donuts.
All I know is Andy Murray had to pull out of the singles.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, I've got to be honest, I've been more looking at the outfits.
Same. It's just the style for me.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
What's the outfit saying?
Really nice. It's usually kind of white, really chic.
Nice little short shorts.
Little short shorts.
I love a salt in a short shorts.
Like, everyone looks really nice.
Everyone's lovely in white.
Everyone looks good in white. And everyone has a tan this time of year, so...
And are there any salt sash playing?
Well, I don't know about playing, but David Beckham was there on Monday. That's who I was looking
at. This is a king of old salt, so let's talk Mr. David Byrne.
Yeah, he was looking very dapper, so he was in the royal box, so he took his mum.
Oh,
so cute.
I was busy because I was doing Bobby on the street.
So you called Bobby up.
I couldn't do it. Sorry, David. I have apologised.
I had to call up Sandra instead. But yeah, back up. But yeah, so he was there with his mum, but slightly awkward.
Oh.
Although I don't know if it was. So he was sat in front of Catherine Jenkins. So I don't know if you guys remember from their little fallout from when he got passed up. Because he's got an OBE, but he got passed up for the MBE. And he sent an email to his PR raging. Mm. And then... was fuming because Catherine Jenkins had been given an OBE, so they were like on the same level. Wasn't very nice.
Wait, how did they email
I'm getting leak? A bit of a deja vu, actually. This does kind of... Yeah, there was something about...
Yeah. Yes. So it was a
leaked email, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So allegedly... But it never, weren't it? Was it allegedly?
No, it was.
It's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. Well, I think he admitted to it. I don't know how it got out.
Let's just say allegedly anyway, because I don't want to piss off Dave.
I don't know, but yeah, so they had a little fallout. He said some not very nice things about her about her getting the OBE. And about
what
her.
Did he say, Sash?
I don't know if I can repeat it.
Call she can,
rude.
It's Access All Areas.
Really? What's his
was
beef
it bad?
For her?
Well, this is all alleged. Obviously, this is just him having a bit of a rant, but he was saying about how she... likes a particular white substance.
Ah,
called her a naughty word beginning with a W.
He called her a W.
Yeah.
What? Wanker.
Whore.
Oh.
Yeah. Bobby's like, but that starts with a H.
H-O-A. This is why I'm shit at Scrabble. So you, Sash, you would know how to make longer words because you say things posh. I'll say ho. Skit. So he called her a whore.
Yeah, and so she wasn't very happy about it. So
funny that.
Didn't go down very well. But yeah, so then they got put... I don't think they've spoken to each other for this whole time. So it's been 6 years. Then they get put next to each other in the box. So we got sent the pictures and we were like, oh my God, awkward. Because they're all talking to the people around them, but no pictures of them talking together.
So he wasn't conversing.
No.
I mean, that's very off-brand for David Beckham, isn't it?
Like, so you mentioned that like, he said something about white powder. What about her?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we just like rehashing real old news now?
We access every area, even if it's 15 years old.
We're hearing
but it's
it for
nice
the first
to
time.
Keep abreast.
There we go. Oh. We're just rehashing people's
Has he
minds.
Ever commented on this, Sash?
I can't remember if he had. I don't know if he might have to. I think he might have said sorry for it. I remember she did an interview saying that she was really upset about it. So I don't know if they maybe had a little conversation ever about it.
Has he got an OBE now?
Yeah, he's got an OBE, but I think he wanted the MBE. I think
is that a bit better?
He's wanting to move up.
What's the difference?
So
one's order and then one's member. I think.
So you basically get invited to kind of better things.
Yeah, so it's just more of like it's more of an honour. So he gets to go and like meet Charles again and, you know. So he apparently just really, really wants it. He's been snubbed for years. I think he's getting more and more annoyed about it. So
do football players tend to get it?
Not many, but then he is a legend, isn't he? So I don't know if he's like...
Oh, David,
he's just
relax
waiting
yourself.
By the phone.
And if you're listening, Charlie, king to others, but I'm going to call you Chaz. I'm happy with OBE. Yeah. I know my place.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
M's better, I'll take a no over on him.
100%.
Ellen loves a no when she can get one.
Love a no.
We'll take a no, Chaz, if you've got any going spare. So there was no talking in the royal box.
Didn't look like it, but no. I mean, it looked like they were both having a nice time. Both looked very invested in the tennis, but I mean, I'm sure you guys must have had it before if you bump into someone that you've had a bit of a fallout with.
Once or twice.
You know all about that.
Ellen all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like any episode of Telly. Basically.
Scrapping around the bins.
10 years of practice, Bobby.
No comment.
But
love and light to both of them. No Victoria, no Vicky B.
No, must have been busy. Too busy for Wimbledon, but
wow.
Try to go later in the week.
I'm going to try to go to Wimbledon. I was going to go tomorrow, but I think I'm going to leave it out till next week. But
wanted to be when there was David. Now David ain't there. Yeah. I feel a little bit cheated.
Well, you know, you could go in the evenings. So if you go after 5 p.m, it's only a tenner entry and you can bring in a bottle of wine.
Can anyone just get in? Is it not like, it's not like the O2 to see Adele.
Anyone can get in. You just pay your entry fee and you can bring a bottle of wine in for free.
Nice.
One bottle per person. How bad?
Happy days.
Yeah, the only thing you have to pay for is
you guys need to access all areas night out there, I think.
Oh, we do. We do.
Sign me up.
Producer Yaz, let's email Wimbledon. So moving on, Sash, from Wimbledon.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is last weekend. Obviously, that was Glastonbury. Everyone was talking about it. It looked amazing. I know a few people that went. Look, all the celebs came out. But the only annoying thing was is that they got hit by a lot of sound issues.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you saw with Shania Twain and Cyndi
Lauper.
Bless her,
I felt for her. She was holding onto her ear like Mariah Carey and I thought, oh no.
I know. It must have been a nightmare.
Which is a cue for I can't fucking hear a beat.
Yeah.
What's going on with my earpiece?
Well, I didn't see it. What happened? Was she really out
of sync? Well, she was clutching onto that ear as if to go, I can't hear Jack, fuck. What's happening?
No. Yeah, I think it was that she wasn't getting any sound. I think it was maybe she wasn't getting any sound.
Right.
So, I mean, I think when they're on stage, they need it because otherwise they can't hear the instruments and then they can't stay in time.
Oh,
so I think she was just like desperately trying to like keep it going. Obviously, with some absolute bangers, but I felt so sorry for her because she had lupus as well. So her voice is a bit damaged as well.
Oh,
so her vocal cords. So there was a lot of backlash to it. Glastonbury's a Yeah, Glastonbury is like an amazing, huge event, but just that they should have got it sorted.
And yeah. Your earpieces, I can say this as a professional singer myself.
Oh, yeah.
Your earpiece is your lifeline.
Yeah.
Jokes is, I'm not a professional singer, guys. I am very good.
Well, we did hear your Adele rendition a couple of weeks ago, so we're not sure.
There's plenty more where that comes from, do you know what I mean? I can deliver all the greats. But I do know, even like sat doing live TV, not singing, but presenting and stuff, like when you have an earpiece, that's your only communication with the guys upstairs.
Yeah.
That is your lifeline. Yeah. So if you're not getting your count in, and again, this ain't coming from a singer background, but even just talking, chatting away, and they go, right, you've got this many seconds, introduce this. Once that's down, that's your...
You're on your own.
Umbilical cord, is it?
Yeah.
Could be like a gynecologist. So once they've ripped your umbilical cord away,
you're
fucked.
Hear it, yeah.
But and she's a legend. She has some tunes to belt out. And I feel like she still gave it her. Well, what option have you got? You've got to stand
up
and say, sing, girl.
Yeah. You think, though, you could just pull out the old headphones and just listen to the band?
No, it's just
loud.
People screaming,
really?
Though.
Yeah.
Okay. But she dealt with it like a pro. She tried her best. And yeah, I mean, all of the fans were backing her. I mean, yeah, she is an icon. Mm. But I'm just saying, Glastonbury, next year, just like invest in some better sound equipment. Like, what happened? But yeah, it looked like a lot of fun. I don't know if you saw the video of Dua Lipa getting stopped by the guy playing the guitar.
That was so bizarre. Honestly, I wanted to crawl out of my skin watching that.
But I wasn't sure if it had just been one of them days, but I actually started to get into his little thing. And I thought, shit, what's going on here? But it was like the dismissive kind of look. And I was
It was her face. She looked like she was being harassed.
And he was giving it his all. And I was kind of egging him on through my iPhone, going, go on, impress her.
She wasn't
impressed.
No, I was getting secondhand embarrassment. I could feel my face going red for him. I was like, please stop. Read the room. As somebody who like reads vibes like really quick and well, and I can tell when someone's vibe changed, I was looking at her face going, leave her alone.
She emotionally checked her physically, spiritually,
her friends
mentally
walked away from her.
I know. Did you see that? I'd be like, guys, please help me out here.
Has anyone signed him since? What's the latest with this guy?
Doubt it. No. He tried.
How did he get in backstage?
God loves a tryer, though. You know what you call it? I think, oh, bless.
You know what? I feel like something will come out of it for him, because she wasn't the only celebrity he had done that to. He's done it to a few. So it's his thing. So he goes up and embarrasses celebrities by playing his little ukulele.
Yeah,
it's like that tiny little guitar.
Yeah, it's his little ukulele.
But
he's done it to a few different celebs as well, who took it a little bit better, I must say. So this one's going viral because of her reaction.
Maybe we'll try and get him in here with his ukulele. He can do us
a little
live song.
Yeah.
Have a little sesh.
Maybe
what's it called? Do we know the geezer's name?
Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head. But we'll find out.
I blanked out because I was so distracted by her face.
Has she commented on it since? Because you could tell she couldn't give a fuck.
I don't know. I think she was just gobsmacked. I think all the speech, all the words must have left her brain.
Yeah. I think she was looking at him going, is he a threat or should I just pretend to like him? Like, is he going to pull out a gun? I'm not sure where this is going. Like, and then all her friends just bunked.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, wait, bye.
And then it's like at the party, isn't it? When you're in the smoke, when I was a smoker many moons ago.
Yeah.
And everyone leaves, and years went by, and then there was just like four smokers left, and you'd be in a smoking area, and then you just have that awkward conversation with someone, and you become busy mates. And all my girlfriends say it happens in girls' toilets.
Yeah.
Men don't tend to hang around and talk in toilets.
Yeah. Girls share hairbrushes, we share lip gloss.
Yeah, men don't share much in toilets. No. I'm sure certain toilets.
Well, I don't know, Bobby.
We don't really know, but in smoking areas, everyone would be your best mate. Gets to 1 o'clock, you've had a couple of Jaegers. Yeah. Oh, I love you, darling. You ain't got any ill net of you. It was kind of that, and all their mates fucked off.
Yeah,
and
that's
it was
exactly
just,
what happened.
Yeah, inheriting that.
It was
that
the
song.
Most. It was the most awkward TikTok I've seen in a while, actually.
But maybe, I mean, it's not going to be Dua Lipa, but maybe the next celebrity that he does that for is going to say, "I see some talent." Let's get you signed.
Yeah, hopefully. You never know.
Let's pray for him.
Do you know what? The kind of the press this has got, I wouldn't be surprised. And if he was kind of clever about it, sign me, I'll be your agent, 20%. I'd say, do you know what? Rock up and do Britain's Got Talent. Auditions are starting again soon. They're opening up for another year of BGT.
There you go.
Go and belt one out to Simon and Amanda.
Yeah.
Belt, not bash.
I don't know. Did you hear Simon is trying to find a new boy band at the moment?
Yes.
Would you go for it, Bobby?
Do you know, I'm more of a solo artist.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, you're Adele. You're the male Adele.
I am the male Adele. And although I can harmonise and make others sound good, I love to lift people up.
Yeah.
I'm a Lone Ranger.
Yeah. No, I see that for you. I see that in your vision, all right.
So moving on from my record deal with Simon Cat, I've had to change my number, Sash, 3 times that. Fucking phone, don't stop it. It's constant. Like, babe, you've got to start a work at Food Bar Radio. I've got
I'm
access
busy.
All right.
I'm
accessing all the areas. I can't do world tours and private jets.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
Wow.
It's hard life. It's the Lord's work.
I know.
He needs to be offering a big figure to get you on board, I think.
Offering something big, Sash, anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, talking of money, so there's the next celebrity to join OnlyFans.
Oh!
The one and only Lily Allen.
Oh, I used to love a
no
bit of Lily.
Way.
At first, when I see it makes me smile.
And it makes me smile.
That album was iconic. That was the year I passed my driving test, I think. I used to drive down the road in my little KA belting out Lily Allen like a right rude boy. They was all going south end in their Saxos. I had a gold KA.
Oh, wow.
you never would have known I was gay. I was so
you were really
all the boys
sold.
They had like, what's it called? Spoilers on the back?
Yeah.
Spoilers, it was all lowered. They'd go ragging the motor outside surfing. And I'll just be driving to Lakeside and Blue Water.
With your furry dice.
Oh, no. I won't
bit have of heard. Class,
did you have the eyelashes on the car?
Nah, but no, I ain't gay. I'm a geezer.
Yeah. How did we forget?
I was a geezer in my gold KA. Lashes weren't required. So tell me about Lily. She's getting her plates of meat out.
Yeah. So, well, at the moment, it's just the feet. It's just the toes.
Feet, okay.
Yeah,
that
she's
makes
just
more
sticking
sense.
To the
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, plates of meat. So for anyone that is not from the East End, like my family, plates of meat, Cockney slang for feet. I'm not insinuating that she's got anything else out.
Okay.
Feet.
I didn't get that, Bobby.
Plates of meat is feet. Before Lily comes for me as well. It's got to be an expensive show, this.
Guys, I must say, if this was a quiz and you asked me what celebrity or singer was like new to OnlyFans, Lily Allen would have been very last on my
I
list.
Know.
There is no way. I thought that she was all about... I mean, I suppose OnlyFans is about empowerment, but she calls out... headlines and articles constantly about how they speak about women, and now she's selling her feet for money.
I know. Well, a few people have said that, but I mean, I am always a bit like, if there's money to be made, you go for it.
Oh, if there's a pound note involved,
yeah.
I don't judge anyone. I think we're in an era now and a generation. All right, girls, boys, others, do what you want to do. If you're a consenting, willing person, I think judgment is such a dark I just don't judge people.
Don't judge people.
If she's gonna sell her fix, let's have it right.
Yeah.
You've been on the beach lately, Sash, look at you. She's all tanned up. I'm feeling terribly pasty next to Sash. I've just had a lovely fake bake as well, but I need to go home and fake bake some more. But you can see feet round the pool, in a pair of flip flops, on the beach.
OnlyFans feet. You're not just selling pictures of feet, right? You have to do
no,
stuff
I think Lily
with your
is.
Feet.
Well, I think you can take requests. So I think that people
for
some extra money. I don't know if Lily's doing it, but you can drop a message and be like, I'll give you £100 if you put some ketchup on it or whatever. That's not me. That just came to me.
Ketchup. Okay. She's been here before.
Yeah. That sounds like
I just came off the top of my head.
Yeah, specific
sure.
Request.
We believe you that. Yeah, we believe you.
Very specific.
But there's no insinuation that Lily's putting ketchup, mayonnaise or any other kind of condiment on her feet.
Mayonnaise would probably make more sense.
She's getting £8 a go, isn't she?
Yeah, so... I mean, I'm not an expert with celebrity subscriptions for OnlyFans, but I feel like you could charge a lot. Like, there's obviously...
Yeah, but for fate, there's a limit.
It's a big niche for people. Like, it's a fetish that a lot of people have. And I'm a bit like, there must be some people out there that would be like, yeah, come on.
I would be against putting my feet on the internet now for some money. Like, that sounds
mine
very...
Mine have been on TV for years.
Yeah, very easy.
Never heard of this Wiki Feet. I'm scared to almost look to see, because apparently the reason she's done is because she's like a 5-star Wiki Feet rater.
Now I'm intrigued to see what her feet look like.
People love her feet.
Really? Like,
she's got 5 stars. So imagine like Uber.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's the governor.
Like,
she's got all the stars. She's platinum.
Okay.
So I think that inspired
she's
her to do it.
Yeah.
I never knew Wiki Feet was a thing. To me personally, I think maybe because I'm a gay man, I think men's feet ain't particularly lovely.
No, usually hairy.
Knobbly.
Yeah, I mean, I love a pedicure, but feet in general don't do it for me.
No.
But again, I don't judge. But I could say a lot of men do love a girl's foot.
Yeah.
But again, I can't relate.
No, either can I, actually. But I have heard of Wiki Feet, and I did know yeah, there was a few celebs on it, like a lot of reality TV stars.
Whenever on Wiki Feet?
I don't know, but we need to find out.
Producer's checking.
Yeah,
I don't know what's worse, if I'm not or if I've got a 1-star.
You'll be gutted. If you are, though. If you are.
You'll be fuming.
You'll be fuming. If you are. Get on OnlyFans, because you need to start making money from those feet.
I would do. I'm not on now.
Gutted for you. I'm gutted for you. Look at his face, guys.
I'm disgusted.
All right. if any feet perverts, please get Bobby's feet
Let's
on.
Let's make it happen.
ASAP.
Or maybe forget the Wiki feet. We override that. Maybe I'll just go straight balls deep into OnlyFans. With feet.
I don't
know if there's much a demand for men's, but different horses for different courses.
Yeah.
It's floating boats.
Yeah, exactly.
Does a man's foot float your boat, Elle? What's your future husband's feet saying, Nice?
Saying, keep them in the socks.
Yeah.
Saying, keep them in the socks.
I feel like there are a lot of men out there that don't take a lot of pride in their feet.
No.
Yeah, they're not all petty boys.
No,
like
I feel like Alan forgets he has feet at some point. He just, you know, they just exist to keep them standing up, but he doesn't do anything to clean them or anything like that. So
filth.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we love you, Ev.
But yeah.
Right, so moving on from feet,
I guess, sorry to
leave anyone spun out there. There could be a few romantic moments happening right now whilst listening. Replay it. It's downloadable as a podcast. So knock yourself out.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose body parts on display, Love Island. So it's all getting a bit tense. So Casa Amor. It's all, they've been in for the last few days and heads are starting to turn. Mm-hmm. So I think the big one that people are talking about, there's a few couples that are like solid, that were solid going into it.
Allegedly.
So you've got Kieran and Nicole, who have said, I love you to each other.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What's your thoughts on that,
Sash?
I heard that little mumble in the mic.
I'm like, barely know each other. I know they go like, oh, you know, when you're spending all day with each other.
Do you think it's bullshit lies?
I don't know.
I think they love each other because they're very cute together, right? And their heads haven't turned through the whole thing.
In the whole three weeks.
But they're together every day. And if you see how mad Joey's moving, then you'll know the heads can be turned.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty solid. The only thing I feel like will be their downfall is, what's her name again?
What, with Kieran?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, what is her name?
She'll be the downfall because she is really insecure and she is, you know, constantly needing reassurance.
Mm.
And I feel like that is going to, he might get fed up with it. Hopefully he'll be the guy to make her no longer insecure.
Mm.
But he barely glances. He cricks his neck and she's like, you were looking at that person. And, you know,
yeah.
I get there. I've been there. I was in my early 20s. I was that girl. But what I'm saying is he might get upset with it. He may not be the guy to fix you.
Mm.
You need to fix yourself, girl.
But,
love yourself before.
I know we've spoke about this obviously for weeks since the show started. Has it been 3 weeks, 4 weeks? It's all a blur, isn't it? Three weeks.
I know it feels longer, to be fair.
But I'm sure, we're not sure if it was alleged or rumoured, but we didn't think Castro Usher and Moore was coming back. It was rumoured that they kind of thought it was an old school thing in terms of that Islanders was going in there. Mm. No, back in the day, it was a novelty and everyone was like, shit, like what people are going to do. Whereas as years went by, people knew Cash and Moore was going to happen. So there was kind of the kind of conspiracy around people who had game plans for Cash and Moore because that was its own little almost spin-off. So we spoke about it. I'm not sure where it come from. You're the journalist, but it was alleged. It wasn't coming back.
It wasn't. Well, one of the papers, I think, had said that. Or it was a rumour online.
You didn't write it, though, Ellen, did you?
I didn't write it. I also didn't repeat it, to be fair. Because I actually always thought that it was coming back. I never had heard that rumour.
Lies.
Rewind the tapes.
Regardless, it's come back.
It's come back. And I'm hoping another thing comes back off the back of it, the postcards. We need to have the postcards because there's a few fellas moving mad and they're kissing in the beds and we need the postcards.
Fellas kissing in the beds.
In the beds, the new cast of girls. There's two guys.
Oh, no, I thought you said fellas were kissing. I've missed two episodes.
Oh, well, that would be fun. Well, so but no, they're actually kissing the new cast of girls.
Oh.
I know. So and, the girls sleeping in the day bed at home.
It's fun.
So what the producers have done, they've sent, rather than the postcard, they've sent text. They've just gone, here's who's kissed who.
No.
But it's like challenge stuff as well. So it's a bit naughty. So that's what Nicole's. So I think it was last night, or it might be happening tonight. And
tonight,
the fallout of it.
Yeah.
That Nicole gets told that Kieran's kissed someone. So then is like, what is happening? But it was all part of a challenge.
Oh no, they're
so
trying
it's
to
naughty.
Break them off.
Yeah. That's so just trying to stir the pot. But yeah, so they're
reality
keeping it.
TV, folks.
Yeah. No, why are they doing it? They're such a cute couple.
I know, trying to stir up the drama. But now, yeah, stay tuned.
Do you think her head will sway now after she gets that text message? Do you think she'll go, oh well, fuck it, she'll throw everything?
I don't think she will. No. I think she's very like set on him. Mm-hmm. I think Grace's head's gonna, because I think her and Joey have had this like ongoing thing because he obviously dumped her for Jessie.
Yeah.
So they've had this little love triangle thing going on. So she's cracking on, but I think there's still something there. I think they're both going to end up back in the villa. And
do
it's
you
gonna,
think?
Yeah.
Do you not feel that Joey's going to, his head is going to turn? Because one of his other exes has come into the villa.
Yeah.
In Casa Amora. This is his second ex that has come in.
So it's like X on the beach at this
point.
It's
like X on the beach, I know. Do you think his head will turn or he'll stay?
I think in the nicest way possible, he's very easily distracted. Like if I was with him, I'd be like, I'd literally have his head like that.
Even Jesse's in the main villa going, oh, he's probably after like sleeping with about six women already, like day one.
I feel like I see more of a spark with Grace.
Yeah.
But it's Joey. I don't know. I think that this new girl that's come in, is it Emily?
Emily, yeah.
Emily, she's come in. I just think that's more stir the pot. He didn't really seem that
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But, well, hopefully Joey, if he can stay with Jessie, because she seems like a nice girl, doesn't she? And he said he likes her because he's able to get deep with her. So they talk about family issues and stuff like that. So, and actually I have seen their conversations a bit more deep than I had with Grace.
Yeah.
Now, it could be editing, but, you know, their conversations are definitely different. They were very surface level with Grace.
Watch this space then. We'll be talking about it next week.
I suppose we will.
Well, I did see a rumour. So it was it was from Twitter, because obviously Harriet and
Gotta be
Ronnie
true
got...
then.
That's where we get all our facts.
alleged.
She's learning.
But that people have noticed that there's seven people in the villa, six people elsewhere, whether Harriet and Ronnie are going to be brought back. Because everyone was gutted that they weren't, because they were like bringing the drama. Whether they could be heading back in just to sort of...
I wouldn't be surprised.
As a couple. Why would they come back in as a couple, though?
I don't know. I feel like they got hard done by.
Yeah.
And it might just be fans wishful thinking.
Yeah.
But maybe not even as a couple, but just to, like, we've had a few on the show already, haven't we?
Jack,
I think it's maybe throwing in a couple. From day one, I was like, especially like when you're kicked out in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Poor guy hadn't even unpacked his cowdings.
I was like 100% certain he was going to go back in. Everyone on TikTok was saying he's going to go back in. He was a fan favourite. And he was so good looking to just lose that early.
Yeah.
Like, all the girls
Jersey's were
him.
Fucking
got it.
You so would be, wouldn't
they
you?
Should have put him back in Casa.
But to be honest, how long does Love Island go on for? About 6 years?
Yeah. About 10 and a half years.
It's
yeah.
got to be about, what, think, 8 weeks, 9 weeks,
yeah,
10 weeks?
Yeah, well...
Just saying numbers now. 12,
14. I think it'll go to like the end of July or like towards the end of it. So I think we've probably got another 3 weeks.
So plenty of time for producers to go on EasyJet. Other airlines are available, but Mulligan is quite a direct route with the older Orange. Plenty of time to get on EasyJet and book a couple of flights to throw a couple in. Just you can do it on a heart, but you can throw these people in. So as
Mix
we say,
up, yeah.
we'll be accessing every area and we will be talking Love Island and getting all the goss. So moving on from that, Sash, I think we've got a little game. Talking of Miss Lily Allen and OnlyFans, you've gone balls deep into OnlyFans recently, haven't you?
Oh, well,
not personally.
You never told
guys
us.
Out there.
My catch-up secret's out.
But you've been doing a little bit of research into celebs that are part of the OnlyFans.
Yeah, so I'm going to test you guys on your OnlyFans knowledge in the celebrity world. Which celebrities have got OnlyFans? Which ones haven't?
Perfect. Have you got the answers there, or is producer has gone?
I've got the answers.
Oh, lovely.
Ready for you. So there are a couple of surprising ones. So yeah, we shall see. So Olivia Attwood from Love Island.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Bradley would have none of that, I'd imagine. He'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay. Carmen Electra, Baywatch babe.
Oh, I'm going to go yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, Carmen.
She's a babe, and she's actually like what in her late 40s, early 50s. Like,
oh, she looks good.
She looks so good.
And we got the word Baywatch alone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If you still got that red costume somewhere, I'm the same as if Pammy wanted to lob one out.
Literally, she's gorgeous.
Make a fortune.
Stunning girls. I mean, I'm obviously on the other bus, but. Yeah. I can get what there would be a niche.
Yeah, totally.
Not even a niche. There'd be a fucking huge demand.
That's not a niche.
Guys wanting to say come in a red, well, not necessarily even in a red swimwear, in probably nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm saying yes.
All right. She knows where the money's at.
Do you
cash is king.
Do you like the way that we are better at the OnlyFans content than the sport?
But ironically, the best game we've ever had is we both somehow smashed a fucking football game.
Yeah, but
but only because of the
pictures.
Outfits.
That was pictures, and we went off outfits.
Yeah, it was literally down to David Beckham's pink outfit.
It was, and we went off vibes as well with that. But if you ask us to talk about the Euros, I'd be like, get out of my face.
Sorry, we're talking off for talking too much.
Sorry. go on.
Next one, Sash.
Okay, Iggy Azalea.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say it's such a random one to just pull her name out of the bag. I've got to say yes.
Yeah.
You are right.
Because you weren't just
I bet she makes a fortune. Do you know what? Actually, I think I remember when I was writing for the Daily Star, we used to do a lot of her stuff on OnlyFans, and she used to make an absolute mint from it.
Some people making millions.
Yeah.
How much is she making?
Like in millions.
No.
Yeah, people are buying houses.
Stop.
Yeah. Proper, yeah.
Well, I remember Denise Richards, another 90s icon, was making $2 million a month.
Shit, I'm going to get I'm getting my feet hurt.
I'll do whatever you need.
Do you reckon I'll get $2 million a month for my feet, Sash?
You never know.
Yeah, people start paying in now.
Get in touch if you want an OnlyFans.
Special
right, next
request.
One, Sash. Sorry, Basil, it's go here.
Okay, this one might not be a big surprise. Cardi B?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, she was a stripper, right? Before?
She was. Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably not too far removed from her. I think that was
her actual job.
Always covering our legal house.
Our resident lawyer here.
Okay, Rebel Wilson.
No.
Definitely
right.
not.
Yeah, well done. Shawn Mendes.
No,
I
definitely
wish.
Not. I don't think Bobby would be working if he had one because you'd be at home very busy.
No, if he had one, you'd know about it.
Hey, dirty dog. No, he ain't got one, I don't think.
But Bobby's already Googled it.
He's already searched.
But Shawn, if you fancy it, send me the link.
Also, I feel like Shawn Mendes is a bit too vanilla to have like a spicy side.
I feel like it would be like genuine pictures or something. It wouldn't be anything. It'd just be like,
pictures
here's
of his dog
sunrise.
Or something.
Yeah.
It's
people want allegedly.
It's sunrise with ketchup on it.
Any more, Sash?
And last one, Lottie Moss.
Yes, she has one. I know for sure.
Oh, Shay. Go on, Lottie Gill. Go on.
Making the money.
Making the shmonies, honey.
Get them coin. Oh, Sash, thank you so much. You know what? It's all lovey. We're not even going to worry about who's won because the show is ticking along and time's running out.
I think we got them all. I think we're a draw.
Yeah, so we ain't going to call up the independent adjudicator. So what we're going to do, Sash, I'm going to quickly ask you. So I was back on the street, pounding the pavement, Bobby on the street today. And I was like, you know what? There's election fever in the air. Everyone's talking politics and all that, and a lot of people are over it. And I thought, fuck it. I know there's a lot of people on the list. Let's just say, pick a celeb to be Prime Minister. Sash, any celeb in the world.
On the spot. Oh, God. Yeah.
Anywhere around the globe.
Oh, I feel like you want someone who's like a good, like, people person.
Yeah.
I'd go like Adele.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
She's a woman of the people.
She is.
When you see her stop at her concert, she cares about people. Yeah. She gets emotional. She's got the money. She can do it. That's mine.
I mean, I'm going to go with like kind of an obvious one, but I would love to see Michelle Obama be...
Our Prime Minister.
Because America don't deserve her and we do, and they won't have her anyway, so we'll have her. So I think she'll be great.
So guys, that's the girls' fault. So let's see what the lovely people in London Town had to say. Let's have a little listen.
It will be Hugh Jackman because he is the greatest showman and inspires such positivity in singing and dancing, but also he's Wolverine, so really won't take any shit and he'll sort everybody out. I'd definitely be hanging around in the House of Parliament a lot more.
Actually, you know what? Jodie Comer. She's a really good actress.
Yeah,
she's amazing. She's brilliant.
Would have to be Gok Wan. He's fashionable, stylish, he's a DJ, he cooks, he's about inclusivity. I mean, could you ask some more?
I did say Rylan, but I think it's between Rylan or Alison Hammond.
It would have to be someone like Adam Sandler. He's a very genuine person. He cares about people. He's not selfish.
Well, if he wasn't dead, probably Prince, because he's a huge influence for a lot of people. And I love him. I love him. Yeah, we'd all be wearing purple every day.
Little Sims. She is quite young, but she has a very grown-up head on her.
Sam Thompson, because I love him to pieces. He's constantly smiling. Everything's happier with Sam Thompson, isn't it?
I choose Bukayo Saka, because he's a beautiful kid. He's got a great heart and he knows what he wants. And, also, he's a pretty wicked footballer. And he's going to win Arsenal the league next year. Come on!
Come on! Right, so that's what London Town had to say about celebrity prime ministers. Guys, we're going to go to a little trail and then we are going to be back and we're going to be getting all the goss from Perfect Match with the winner, Christine. We will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents...
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Joining me now, I have Claire Seal, who is a content creator and author.
You know, I think there's loads of shame when it comes to money and financial difficulty, but I honestly think that that shame is really a symptom of the judgment that exists in society. I don't think that people are feeling ashamed for the sake of it. I think they're feeling ashamed because you can't really sort of open your phone or open a newspaper without seeing these huge judgments piled on people who've made mistakes with money. And I think it's acceptable for people to slag you off about being bad with money in a way that it might not be for like other mistakes that you might make.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Malani.
Let's bring in Tobias Elwood, former defence minister.
Rishi Sunak has done well to pivot us back, taken us into far calmer political waters.
Has he taken you back into calmer political waters? I mean, you're on track, according to some of the polls, to the largest wipeout in years and, you know, may never return from it. I mean, how has he taken you back into calmer political waters?
We've just seen inflation go down to 2%. Confidence in business is returning.
But is that down to Rishi Sunak?
You've got to let me finish the question.
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
I have the stunning Steph Williams with me now, founder of the We Glow app. I did turf games on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And it was horrible. It was horrible. But it was so fun. But it was like savage, right? Yeah. But I wasn't the best in the room and I hate that. And I was like, oh, God, I haven't trained like well enough for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I don't normally think I am. But then when I was there, I was like, this is so annoying because... Yeah. And then I was like... Why do I actually need to be good at this, though? Yeah. Like, can I not just do it for fun?
But also, it's like when I've done like casts and stuff before, and the
blokes were like, lift that heavier weight. And I'm like, no, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need to lift the heavier weight. Like, I know what I'm capable of. I know what works for my body.
Yeah.
And I think it's just kind of, like, I know what makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And ultimately, if you're working out to feel good, you're going to look good.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. We are live. It is Access All Areas. And as I promised you, we are joined by winner, Christine. Christine, how are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good, thank you, hun. Really good. Right, we've got to talk. Win with perfect match. How's it all going for you? Crazy. So I'm out of breath. I've just run to the bathroom.
It's honestly been crazy. Like, I don't know how to explain the emotions. It's like, I don't know. I'd be lying if I said, like, oh, it's great. Like, no, it's been stressful. It's been a lot.
No way. Why has it been stressful?
I feel like just the outcome of how everything played out, I felt like it wasn't what I expected. Mm-hmm. Like, the way everything played out with the edit versus, like, obviously knowing my strategy behind everything. And then obviously dealing with all of that on top of a heartbreak, I just felt like it was like super overwhelming. So yeah, it's kind of been chaotic.
So in terms of the edit, because obviously this ain't your first rodeo when it comes to filming a reality show. I feel you, babe. I've been there. I've done a decade on a show here in the UK. So I know. How did this compare in terms of filming a reality show and the edit? You sound like you wasn't kind of happy with it. Does it not seem true to life as such?
Okay, so whenever I do TV, I tap into an alter ego. So when I get nervous or when I get shy, it makes me more confident. It makes me louder. And obviously getting on TV, like, anybody would be lying if they said, oh, I'm getting on TV for fun. Like, everybody's in there for a career boost. So obviously when I first got on TV with Too Hot to Handle, I went because I've been rejected by the modeling industry for years. Like, 80 plus modeling agencies have told me no.
Wow.
So for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to demand my respect and let brands know me and let people know who I am. So I am explosive when I go on TV. And I know that if it's something where I just sit there and I'm just like, okay, going with the flow, like, nobody's going to remember who I am. Like, I'm not going to leave my mark. And so I don't know. I feel like in this case with, like, Perfect Match, yes, I was still on the same, like, you know, I can get whatever I want, that alter ego. But at the same time, I didn't want to go in with that. I wanted to change that and let people see who I really was. But obviously coming in as a bombshell, it's like, okay, well, I'm in a position where it's like I have no choice but to step on toes. And yeah, because of my limited amount of time that I did have on the show, it didn't allow you to see any growth in my relationship or kind of just see who I was. And like the last thing that was left on people's like mind was, oh yeah, she was like throwing herself at somebody, like, oh, she's the same as Too Hot to Handle. But you know, on Too Hot to Handle, you were able to see like that growth that I did have with Louis.
Yeah.
And I felt like I wasn't able to have that opportunity.
So you actually won. You ended up winning the show with Nigel. And you guys left together and it seemed to be going great for about 9 months. Everything went fine and you had a solid relationship. So what happened?
I feel like the past couple of days I've been kind of like conflicted on protecting him and protecting what really kind of happened from, I don't know, just because I do care for him. I wouldn't want to say it was a solid 9 months. I feel like if it was anybody that was really fighting for this relationship the most, it was me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be brutally honest. Like, I'm not a liar. I admit that, you know, 2 weeks after we met, like, which includes like us, like in the house, 2 weeks after we met, I did kiss somebody and I told him, and this was before Thailand. And I told him because I felt guilty about it. And I was like, me being the woman that I am, like, if I do something, I want to allow you the opportunity to say, do you want to stay with me or do you want to leave? And also I did it before Thailand because I was like, you know, if I told him after Thailand and we have such a magical moment, how disappointing is that? And how rude is that towards his feelings that after we have this moment, I'm like telling him this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I made a mistake. I had a little bit too much to drink. And I did have trust issues because I saw how all the guys were moving in the house. I was kind of unsure, like, is this real? Like, he's talking to me every day, but it's like, are you talking to me every day because we're going to Thailand? Like, are you doing this for the show? I have really bad trust issues. Like, obviously, this isn't my first rodeo. Mm-hmm. I was on Too Hot to Handle, and I was head over heels over Louis. And then when reality hit, I was bawling my eyes out. So I have a hard time trusting people.
Yeah.
And so he decided that he wanted to, you know, continue to pursue this, but it became a constant thing where every single time it would get brought up. So we'd be 2 months in and he would bring it up. Mm. It'd be 3-4 months in and he would bring it up. And that's when we would separate. And it'd be every single time where it was brought up. And I do want to say that we were never official. We were never boyfriend and girlfriend, but I did remain loyal to him. Mm. And he would go out and he would do him. Found out that he was still messing with his ex the entire time that he was messing with me. And yeah, and that's what happened at the 9-month break when it was officially done. I had like a feeling in my heart that like his ex was in the picture. So I DM'd her on Instagram and I said, call me, and I threw my number in. And then she FaceTimed me and told me everything. And then I just started to perceive him in like a different light. Ended up, I was like, okay, you know, like, I don't want nobody to lie to me. So I threw him in on the FaceTime call, and he continued to gaslight and manipulate me on that call. And to me, at that moment, I was just like, who have I been head over heels for the past 9 months? And I don't know, I just felt like everything was a lie. And then obviously when the show came out and everybody's like, oh, they didn't deserve to win, I was filled with these emotions of like, no, like, we tried for 9 months, like, you know. So then I felt like I had to defend that, but it was like wiping away what really ended us. But now I got to the point where I was like, you know what, like, I can't. I messaged him literally a couple days ago telling him like, I'm done, like, I can't do this. And obviously he's perceiving it as, oh, Christine, here you go again being emotional. And it's like, I'm not being emotional. My feelings are valid. Like, I've been gaslit. I've been manipulated throughout this relationship. Like, you led me on when all you had to do was leave. I made a mistake. I told you, because I have integrity, and you chose to lead me on. But your excuse is, well, it's life. It happens. You know, people get heartbroken, and that's how you try to validate how my feelings are. And so I had made him like this love letter box for Valentine's Day, which I'll add, like, he's never gotten me anything. I was always the one that's gotten him stuff. And so I got him this love letter box, and he never like looked at the letters besides the first letter that says open when you first like get this box. So there was stuff that was like, open when you need a smile, open when you're having a bad day. And I'd have like a cute little letter in there. Aww. So the day after I tell him I'm done, like, for real, like, I'm gonna do me, I'm about to live like a single woman, like I should have been. Then the next day he calls me and he's like reading the letter and he's like, wow, this is so meaningful. And I'm like, here, like, is the manipulation and the gaslighting coming again to kind of string me along. And it's like, ugh, I don't know, it's exhausting and it's draining, because it's like, he does have my heart. And it's like, I do draw back, or I try to see the good in him. Yeah. And I feel like it's kind of just been like a tug and push, like, throughout the entire relationship. And it's like every time he came back, I would come back and try to see
Sorry to interrupt you, babe, but just taking it back to, I want to go back to that FaceTime. So you had this feeling he was still messing with the ex. When you say messing, just to clear things up here, like, do you mean still together? They're still sleeping together. You had this feeling. Yeah. So you get that feeling, you reach out on the DMs, and then you think, do you know what, I'm going to bring you into this FaceTime because you want him to know what time it is, and you ain't silly, and you're letting him know that you know what time it is.
I love that move, by the way.
I love that.
That is so good.
Straight talker.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. Yeah. I feel you, Christy, because so I'm that bitch. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm all about that.
Yeah.
So you bring him into the FaceTime. So when you say he then starts to gaslight you, so the ex is, and correct me if I'm wrong, because obviously I weren't on the FaceTime. I wish you had brought me into the FaceTime.
I wish I was in it, yeah.
I'll DM you my number next time. Add me. So she's telling you, I'm guessing, again, correct me if I'm wrong, she's saying on this FaceTime, we've been sleeping together, we're still together. He's now part of that FaceTime, so he knows that she's admitting that to you. So when he says, you say gaslighting, is he saying to you that that's not true? Can we just go back to that?
He turned on me, and that's at that moment, that's where I learned my position in his life and felt like a second option. So he was like defending her on that call. And to me, it was like, Christine, like, basically saying he was never sexually attracted to me.
What?
Like, you know what it is. Like, you should have taken the signs when I didn't see you, like, all this time. Like, you knew what it was. And I'm like, it's so messed up to say that, because every single time I would give you the benefit of the doubt and be like, you know what? You're still working through the fact that I messed up. So I'm going to see it through. Like, okay, maybe you're not seeing me because it's hard for you to push through, which now looking back, it's like, I'm done for that. But I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, because he'd always be like, you know, I do care about you. I wouldn't be here if I didn't care. Like, I just have my trust issues and you broke my trust. And I'm like, okay, I did mess up. I take accountability for that. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to try to earn your trust back. But he never wanted to see me as many times as I've offered to fly to see him. And it was crazy because, like, when I got on the call with his ex, like, he was finally coming to LA for, like, the Netflix summer break event. And she was saying that just the night before, he was with her and he slept with her. And I was just, like, so hurt, because even while he was out here, he suddenly had cold feet. Like, he just ghosted me, like, 4 days before he came out here. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, here goes this moment. And then he will have the excuse of, like, you know how I am. Like, sometimes I just need my own space. And like a dummy, I was just like, okay. And then he came out here to LA and he, I don't know, just disrespected me in my face. And I even asked him, like, what is up with us? And then he would always say, we're working on it. We're working on it. But it was never anything beyond that.
So what was her opinion on, because obviously he slept with her, as you say, the night before he flew out to LA. She knew that you were together, like the world knew, like that weren't no secret to her. So what was their situation? Was she happy to kind of be, I guess, I don't want it to be disrespectful, but was she being the side piece, or was they a couple? Well, like, to me, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like you still have feelings for him, or you still care for him. You thought a lot of him. Where's your head at now? And what was their relationship? Was she quite happy to sleep with him the night before, knowing that you had this thing going on? What was he telling her, babe?
I think he was playing both sides.
Okay.
Like, each one of us thought that it was just, you know, like, oh no, the other one's not there. Or like, we knew about each other, but he brushed it off and made it seem less than what it was. So he, like, they were never a official couple either. One thing about him, he's not putting a title on it. Like, he's literally the definition of emotionally unavailable. So they never had like a title, but it was another situationship, like me and his were. And so then he was talking to her even while he was like on Perfect Match. And so then I guess what he says is the moment that I messed up and I kissed another dude, that's when he started to have this moment where he's like, wow, like I literally brushed this girl and like left her for you, and then you broke my trust. So then that's when he allowed himself to talk to her again.
Okay.
So yeah, it's
like,
your
fault. I'm not sure the details, but
it's your fault that he's back with his ex. But you know what? Like Bobby said, by the way you're talking, you're being like super respectful to somebody who's hurt you a lot. And of course you're hurt. Any girl would be hurt by that. That's awful what he did. Is that door still open there? Because either you're just like a saint and like you know, still really like him and respect him, or is there still kind of like a flame there for him, a small bit? Is the door still open?
I don't want to say the door is open, because I know that I'm not respecting myself and I'm just going to waste more years of my life, because he showed me his true colors. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know how much longer I can continue to make excuses for his behavior. I don't know what the future like will hold for us. I've told him multiple times, like, you need therapy. I admitted I need therapy too. Like, we're both damaged, we're both hurt. But I don't know, like, recently when I told him I was done and I was gonna do me, I emphasized I was doing me, because I don't know, I just kind of want for him to hate me. Mm-hmm. Which sounds crazy.
No, it makes it easier when there's hate. Yeah. No, it don't sound crazy, because when you've been in that situation, I so get it, babe. Because when there's hate and you can't, and the love's taken away, or one person there's a dislike or a disdain, it makes it easier to deal with, doesn't it? Because you're kind of like, I completely get it. Kristen, I want to ask you, babe, kind of just moving on just quickly, and then we're going to come back to this again. But I wanted to ask you, like, what's your thoughts about Dominique accusing Brighton about being toxic and a bad person. Where's your thoughts on that? What did you see? What's your vibe?
So I wasn't in the house whenever like he was doing that, but I do know that he has made remarks of like, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Oh. So he has said a lot of homophobic remarks to her that made her feel this way. And it's been belittled to just being yoga. Like their arguments were over yoga when it was just a buildup of a lot of like homophobic remarks that he made towards her.
That is wild.
He won't like me then. He won't want to come on.
Yeah. I don't think we want him on.
I'm very much a Steve and not a Nave. I'm not sure if you know, Christine. I know it's hard to tell. You nearly fell off the chair there. although you wasn't in the house with them, are you shocked that that's the vibe? Did you pick up on that from him?
So when I first, even like during the mixer, I had spoke to him, like it kind of came off in the edit as if I was speaking to nobody and I was just waiting around for Kaz, which no, I've had a conversation with the guy, Dom. I've had conversation with Nigel where we planned to get to somebody to get in the house. And I had conversation with Brighton, but it was really quick. I don't know, when he like opened his mouth and I was like, you know, I haven't got a chance to talk to you. And then he's like, he says something. But it came off toxic and I was like, oh, you're toxic. He was like, yeah, like a lot of people say that. And I was just like, oh, ooh. And then that's when Elise came and like took him. But obviously, I don't know. I know a lot of people in the Netflix reality universe have said that he is very vocal about his beliefs when it comes to like people who are gay. I remember at the Netflix summer break event, my best friend who doesn't know him was having an argument with him and like this other guy because he was trying, I guess, to preach to them about him being wrong for being gay. So I know like he's really strong in his beliefs in that because, you know, he goes by the Christian belief. And it's like, I'm Christian too, but at the same time, like, that's not what Christians are supposed to be like. You don't judge other people and then point at them and be like, oh, this is your sin. This is like, you know, it's so wrong. It's disgusting. And it's a bad representation of Christianity, honestly.
And that's the thing. And I kind of think, and you're so right, I feel like, and I'm all for people having, of course, their beliefs and their religion, of course. That's what makes the world go round. But you can see how it can cause so much rouse and hatred for people's religions. And that when people kind of hide under that shield with blatant homophobia and they go, no, it's a religious reason. So because it almost goes against the whole religion that people will hide behind something when it's just a blatant homophobia, just in general, not this conversation specifically. Yeah. But it kind of becomes a really difficult situation where you're kind of like, well, things have evolved. You don't have to necessarily love it. And we don't have to encourage it, but we have to acknowledge that that happens. It's 2024.
And as you often say, Bobby, we're not recruiting.
No, that's it.
You do you, babe. We're not recruiting.
We're not recruiting. We know what the situation is. Christine, I want to ask you just quickly as well, both, because I'm conscious that we're coming towards the end of the show. We've literally got about 4 or 5 minutes left. But again, as I say, I get reality TV insider, as do you, babes. But what's your thoughts on the fact that no one stayed together? Because obviously, the world is dog, and I'd love to know your thought. I love social media, but we know there's a little bit of a dark side when it comes to trolls. A lot of us have a thick skin in our industry. We have to have. But there's a lot of people going, oh, it's fake. It's fake. No one's together. What's your thoughts on that?
I would say, okay, compared to like my first show where everybody came and nobody had been on TV before, I feel like that was more genuine.
Yeah.
Because for example, I came on Too Hot to Handle, not even expecting to like fall for somebody, but then you're there, no phones, like no contact with the outside world, no like distraction. So you're like fully like in this experience. So it's easy to just catch these feelings. But I feel like going on something like Perfect Match, where it's a whole bunch of reality stars, everybody's fighting for that screen time. So it doesn't matter if there isn't a prize fund at the end. Like, it was just a trip. But at the same time, it's like you're fighting for your career and for your screen time because everybody wants to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
And because everybody knows more screen time means more followers. More followers means more money. And I feel like here it was hard to kind of like see what people were genuine. Mm-hmm. I do feel like maybe a few ish were genuine, like I would say Justin, Izzy, but like as for like the other guys, it's just it was all just funsies and, you know, faking it, because everybody knows that the couple that stays together, they get the most love, they get the most followers. And yeah, it's more strategic, a lot more strategic.
We had
strategic, and you have to guard your heart.
We had Kaz on here a while back. Did you get along with him on the show?
No, because he was such a gaslighter and a manipulator. And like, obviously I had knew about how his tendencies were before I even spoke to him at the cenote.
Right.
Because when we were in the van, like with Holly and Britton, they told me, like, you know, that he was leading them on. He wanted to match. Even he matched with Britton, said to Britton, like, I'm going to match with you. I'm going to go tell Micah, then goes to Micah and then ends up matching with her. So it's like a lot of, you know, wishy-washiness when it came to him. So I knew what I was getting myself into. Mm-hmm. However, I knew that there was a pact in the house to not let certain people in the house, including myself, which is why I came in so late. So for me, it was like, I'm going to fight for my life to get in the house. Like, I want my experience. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like my experience was robbed for me. So yeah. And like, even when I went on a date with Nigel, me and Nigel already strategically planned to get in the house. Mm-hmm. So I had a conversation with Tolu before she went in to like do to the boardroom to pick. And I told her, like, I want Nigel. So we had like a little agreement. If Nigel's on the board, sent me on a date with him.
Mm-hmm. Love
and
that.
So I knew I wanted to be with Nigel. And so I was trying to be like a big, powerful woman. And so when I went in, I was trying to lead both of them on, mm-hmm. like make it seem like, oh, I'm so conflicted. Who do I want to be with? I knew I wanted to be with Nigel, but I wanted to kind of pull a Kaz on Kaz.
I love that. This is Chris saying, you ain't a silly girl.
I just love how honest you are. Honestly, I could talk to you for hours.
I
love it.
I wish we could, but we're literally at the end of the show. Sorry. We've got seconds left. I'm so sorry. But Christine, I want to say is thank you for coming on Access All Areas. Hugely appreciate it. And thank you so much for opening up, because it really means a lot. And it's really lovely to hear your honest and your truth.
You're so honest.
So thank you so much, honey. And I wish you all the best. And Mr. Wright is out there for you, my love.
Yes, we'll keep an eye out for you.
I know, I'm looking for him.
Me too. If he's got a brother, hook me up. Take care, Christine. Bye, bye, darling. Elle, great show.
Love her. She's so honest.
So honest. Love it. Thank you so much, guys. Always a pleasure to be here for you guys. We will see you next week. Take care.
Bye.